the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
You're listening to What's the Crack here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, and this week we have a treat for you. We have got an Irish band that are based in Brighton at the moment. The band is called Silver's Got Strings, and from that band I've got Dizzy McGee with me at the moment. Hi Dizzy.
Hello, how you doing also?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, good, yeah.
So how's it going? How's the band going? It's you're based in Brighton. How long? How long have you been here for?
Would be a year. This would be 2 years in June. So almost 2 years. We're getting there.
Okay, in Brighton. Yeah. And did you guys meet over here or did you meet back home?
Yeah, we kind of grew up together. So we went to the same schools and that, from the same area, outside Belfast. And we formed the band, and then we decided that it would be best for us if we could go somewhere with a better scene and just kind of get stuck into it there, you know.
Okay, so hence the Brighton music scene. The bright lights of Brighton.
Yeah. We actually, we're going to go to London. We spent some time in Camden, and then we went home and we quit our jobs and we landed in Gatwick, and we were going to go and stay in Camden that night. But a bus pulled up for Brighton.
Really?
And we're like, do you want to just go down and see what Brighton's like? And just go for the evening.
Okay.
So we went down that evening and we haven't left.
So basically it's a bit of a fluke that you
Up here. Yeah, it could have been Camden.
Very good. Yeah. And so how long before you came over here were you together making music then?
About 2 years back at home. With the lineup changed quite a lot. It started out with different people. I was singing, playing guitar, and then we had a number of friends in doing different things. And then it settled on me and Declan and John, who's no longer in the band anymore. But it settled on us three. And then we moved over together, so we did. So yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster in terms of band members so far.
Yeah, well, how many do you have at the moment?
There's three at the minute. So we've just got a new bass player. We've just employed Ed Lamb. Well, he's not employed.
don't tell him that, though. He's not getting paid. He doesn't know it. Very good. And so where did the name from the band come from then? What kind of inspired you to come up with that name?
It's just basically from a movie.
Okay. Which movie?
It's called Looper.
Liver?
Looper.
Looper. Oh, yes. The Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
All right, Silver's Got Strings.
Yeah.
Is it a scene in the movie, or what? What exactly is it in the movie?
Yeah, it's like basically the girl is in trouble. She needs some help, and she goes to the guy for help. Obviously, who she's I think sleeping with in the movie.
Okay.
And she just says to him, "I need your help. I'll give you all my silver."
All right.
He's like, "No way. Silver's got strings."
Wow. There we go. That's an amazing story. That's really good.
And a bright light came through the roof.
Yeah, inspiration. So you were sitting down watching that movie and you were like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we were looking for a name. We went through a number of names. We were at one point we were called Breach,
okay,
for one festival.
All right.
And we played as Breach, and then people were telling me they just didn't like that name. And I actually seen a poster in Brighton recently of like this like R&B guy,
okay,
called Breach.
Oh, wow.
He looks like he's doing really well.
And is there any other bands called Silver's Got Strings out there?
No.
You've checked?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. You've hit it then. You've struck gold with a name, I guess. What was kind of the first reaction to that name?
It was very, yeah, what's that mean? I knew people didn't get it at the start, but it didn't really bother me. Well, it did a little. I have to admit that at times we thought, is this name going to work? Is this name the right choice? But then I look at a lot of the bands I like who have ridiculous names. Like, we're really, really big fans of Belfast band and So We Watch You From Afar.
Yeah.
And that name doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But if you're making good music, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, I think it's something, it's kind of important, I guess, but it's not the be all and end all, is it? You're not going to dislike a band just because of their name.
And if you do dislike them because of their name, well, we probably don't want you as a fan anyway.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs> Very good. So you've kind of, at the moment then, you've released two songs into the wild so far. And that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, since we've been in Brighton. We released songs before, previously, when we were at home and that. But we sort of decided that that wasn't what we wanted to be doing or what we wanted to stand behind. So we decided to take those songs down. Maybe we'll come across them again and rework them. But since we've been in Brighton and we've sort of engulfed the music scene and the culture here and the bands that are here as well, we've just sort of changed our sound completely. So two songs up at the minute that I would say are us now, and another one, Homegrown, which is our single, which is released on the 7th of January. It's going to be coming out soon. And
7th of February, you mean, is it?
Yeah, that's the one.
So how would you describe your sound now then? Because you said it's obviously evolved. What is it now?
It says folk rock.
Folk rock.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Very good. And what was it before? Because what would be your particular kind of influence in music?
I don't have a particular influence.
Many influences?
Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We all listen to a really wide range of stuff. It's actually hilarious sometimes when you're sort of listening. Say, I remember we went to a gig, we were driving to Hastings, and you would have Bon Iver on. Mm. And then next thing you know, you would have like the Black Dahlia Murder on.
Mm.
It's just completely different
spectrum. Yeah.
Like completely different bands.
But then I suppose that's kind of, most musicians do kind of take influence from a lot of different artists, don't they? Don't, like we'll say, there's very few musicians that would go, right, I want to copy that, I like that, I'm going to copy that and go from there.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they'll actually pinhole themselves though and say, we want to stick to this one genre, whereas we want to really let those influences show in our music, which with the recent releases we haven't done, but we do intend on doing. We've got a lot of songs we're working on at the minute, and we want people to know that we listen to really chilled out music, but then that we're not afraid to go into like a heavy breakdown or that's virgin on metal, because okay. Some people hear that we love metal and they can hear it in the music, and I love that, but then some people hear that we like folk music or we like that sort of thing, you know, and I love that because people are like, they don't really know what genre you are, and maybe you can tell us, or our listeners can tell us what genre we are, because we struggle with it.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't know.
Well, I suppose it's not something you get too bogged down on though, is it?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, you don't want to let it kind of, as you said, pigeonhole you. Okay, we're going to play one of your songs you've released already. We're going to play the song Colony. Tell me a bit about that.
Colony was wrote right before we went into the studio to record Homegrown, and we decided that we could put this song together very quickly. This song was put together in about 10 days, and we thought we can just, the chorus for me, we really loved it. We thought it was quite hooky, and there was a bluesy vibe to it as well. And that we really rushed to get it recorded because we thought it would be good for us here in the city as basically our first release. And it was a bit of a rush, but I kind of like the way it turned out.
Right, so yeah, we're going to play that right now. This is from Silver's Got Strings. This is their song, Colony. That's Colony from Irish band Silver's Got Strings, who are based here in Brighton. And I've got Desi McGee from the band here in the studio with me at the moment. Desi, your band, right? Social media, what's your stance on it? What's the thoughts on social media?
Well, I've got my thoughts, but I come from like a background of where I like, basically a lot of the bands I listen to, a lot of the metal bands or hardcore bands, are really, really active, and it's just all the time putting stuff up, just silly wee things, anything that keeps people occupied and keeps people interested. But then I'm not sure, because there's quite a lot of bands that just sort of do the bare minimum, and it really works for them. It keeps things mysterious. So I find that in the group, people come from different areas of thought when it comes to what we should be doing with social networking, but then it comes together as a compromise, and I feel like we don't do that much compared to a lot of the bands I'd be into, but we do enough, you know.
Okay, and even on your phone, which you were cursing there as Colony was being played, it's an iPhone, what, 4 or 3?
4S.
4S. you got to drop that S in there. So, yeah, because you guys do have a kind of a social media. You've got Twitter, Facebook, and all that as well, and SoundCloud. It's quite important though nowadays, I think, isn't it, with new bands, especially unsigned bands, just to get themselves out there.
Well, you got to sort of realise that you might not ever get signed, you might just be doing it by yourself all the time. So I sort of have in my head, can this band sort of survive just doing their own marketing themselves, doing their own PR? And at the minute, we're still trying to get good at doing that. We're still trying to get to a point where we can sustain ourselves as a band, doing everything internally. Mm. And it's very difficult. It's quite a lot to take on, but that's still where I come from. I'd love to release our own records. I'd love to do our own videos. I'd love to just pay for everything ourselves and have no, basically have not rely on anyone else. But at the minute, it's quite difficult, you know. It's hard to make an impact. It's hard to get your stuff out there. It's hard to get it heard. And maybe at some point we'll have someone doing our social networking for us. But I don't think so.
Hire a minion to do it for you. Yeah. That would be living the dream.
Like some of the bigger celebrities in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think sometimes you see these kind of social media faux pas where, you know, their assistant might say something a bit random that the celebrity doesn't even know about. But yeah, no, it's an interesting kind of, I suppose music nowadays, it is more online, isn't it? Your new single is coming out on the 7th of February. It's called Homegrown. Speaking of digital, is it coming out in download, CD only, vinyl? How can people get it?
Yeah, it's going to be available from all the online stores. It's going to be available on Spotify, so you can put it on your playlist if you like it. And we decided that we want to have like a tangible copy of it. I love that. I love the idea of being able to have a CD. Mm. It's funny though now, when I get a CD of one of my mates, I copy it onto my laptop or whatever and then stick it on my wall.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good to have it though, and it's good to have it and kind of look at it, I guess.
Yeah, there's something about that that's still endearing. We're gonna have that at the gig, so we're gonna just basically print out a disc with the Homegrown single on it, and then we've got two bonus tracks we're gonna fire on there as well.
Okay.
So they'll be available at the gig. So.
Okay, and you're doing a tour as well to kind of to launch the single, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And the first one, you're actually launching the single here in Brighton, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing the Hope and Ruin on the 16th of February. Then we're going to Bristol to play the Stag and Hounds on the 17th. On the 18th, we're in London, Kingston at the Fighting Cocks. On the 19th of February, we're in Worthing, Bar 42. And on the 20th, we are in Colchester in the waiting room.
How do people get tickets for that then?
It's just pay at the door. Yeah, and we're going to be doing a bundle deal where you can actually get the disc and a CD. We can get the disc and a T-shirt and admission. It's all £10.
Okay, that's
pretty
good.
Whereas the T-shirts are usually £8, and the disc would by itself would be like £3.
Okay, right. Well, we're gonna play the single very, very shortly. We're gonna build a bit of tension towards the single. You're gonna play a live song for us now as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what song are you gonna sing for us?
I'm going to sing a song that I've been working on recently that we're going to bring into Silver Scott Strings soon, but at the minute it's still just the skeleton of a song.
Okay, and I think so. It's a work in progress.
Pretty suitable for what we're doing right now.
Cool. Okay,
so it's a work in progress, exactly.
So this that's the phrase. So this is the first time the song is going to be heard then anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Excellent. Right. Yeah. So this is Desi McGee from Silver Scott Strings. And playing live for us here on What's the Crack?
What's the Crack? Live session.
What is this I'm breathing in? I think we're all taking chances. Through the marsh with our torch again. You know the bandits had answers. So while you're dancing on the ground, did the pill sort your head out? Of these things I am not proud. These words I say out loud. I know that I let you down, you should know that. I'm scared of this time. Nobody's perfect. Don't drag me down. I don't deserve it. So let me find a shallow place, somewhere that I can breathe again, somewhere I can make mistakes, somewhere I'm not faking it. I know that I let you down, you should know that. I'm scared of this time. Nobody's perfect. Don't drag me down. I don't deserve it. So can we make this fictional? If you push me, I will pull. We're all searching for motivation, finding that perfect form.
Wow, that's great. That's Desi McGee there from Silver's Got Strings, an Irish band based here in Brighton. You're listening to What's the Crack here on Brighton's Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. Desi, as you recover from that song, what's that one called?
Bandit.
Yeah. Very good. So, okay, so the single coming out 7th of February, what's coming up this year for Silver's Got Strings? What's the plans?
Well, we've got our February tour just to back that single up, and then in March we're heading out again. We've got 5 dates throughout England, and then we're also heading home for a couple of dates. And basically that, we're just going to be promoting Homegrown and trying to get our music out there a bit more. We've got loads of songs in the minute that we're sort of not ready to play live yet, but we're going to be releasing those bit by bit. I'd say as singles, I'd say for at least the next year.
Okay, cool. And if people want to find out more about the band, your music, what's the best place to go?
I can just find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Silver's Got Strings.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google it, that's it. Perfect. Desi, thanks very much for coming in. We're going to play your first single, Homegrown, right now. And this is the first time it's been played anywhere.
Yep.
Exclusive, Radio Reverb exclusive. Great. Thanks very much, Desi. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.